can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Hey everybody, welcome to Sex Show. This is Bob.
He's not heavy, he's Bob LeMans. Hey, this is Miles, and
this is Miles Jr.
Junior.
Mm-hmm. Gerbil Jr.
Oh my, what? What the hell was that? Jeez.
Junior,
yes.
Junior.
Junior.
Oh my gosh.
Indiana, let it go. Let it go, Indiana.
Well, I heard about your rousing weekend adventures there, so.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You have anything you want to say to me?
How's that Punch a Munchkin?
No, that's not what I was hoping for.
No, how's that sauce or whatever?
Blood results come back positive. You're a jackass. Good jerk, man.
You got low T?
No, I don't have low T. You don't want to congratulate me on anything, or
congratulate you on something? Like what? I don't. What would I congratulate you on exactly?
You know, I've had two other people, you know, say how incredibly funny I was. Maybe, perhaps, on another show, but.
Were you on another show?
I wasn't. Well, all the other shows.
The other shows?
Who are you on?
The Insignificast?
Oh, you know, I guess I haven't listened to that one yet. I'm behind because of some other stuff there. So.
Fine, yeah, what a jacket.
Well, were you on last week's show? I haven't heard it yet.
Pretty much I was the star of the show.
Really?
Pretty much.
Well, I'll have to listen to that tomorrow. I am listening. Let's see. I've got my iPod right here. I was listening on the way home tonight to.
It was
episode 469, Literary Dane.
It's right at the beginning of the show. I've heard. I haven't heard it, but I heard it. It's at the beginning of the show.
So I'll play right where I'm at here on Literary Dane.
They don't like mine.
They don't like your plasma.
No.
Well, there you go. They don't like Pierre's plasma, so it must be on the next one. Let me look and see here. I haven't read Whoopi Farts. Is that possibly what?
I don't know. Whatever would be the most decent.
Let's see. No, I don't. Maybe I don't see on that one, but
Semen.
No, Semen. That's a Semen. No.
It's hard to find it. It's in the Twilight Zone.
Well, maybe it's one that I haven't downloaded yet, but that's where I'm at in the Insignificast tome.
Yeah, well, I've gotten a lot of people...
Really? On Facebook or something, or where?
I've gotten private messages from people. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be looking forward to listening. I didn't realize that you were branching out and actually... doing other things. I thought you were, you know.
I'm going to be like you. I'm doing other projects, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to do them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Tell me if I can help out.
Yeah. Start my own podcast. I don't care.
If I can help you out, you know, tell me. I'll help you out.
Yeah, maybe.
Podcast.
You're such a diva. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe if I feel like it.
My people will talk to your people.
I can't record this week. I'm on the rag. I'm ragging. I can't podcast. Sorry.
Hey.
So did you call in or what did you do? I don't know.
I called in. I called in and did, I...
Did you Skype in or did you call in or what?
Message.
Oh, you left a message. Okay.
I sang a song for the guys.
I hope it was the thank you for all the hot sauce, but...
Very special song. I've got a very special thermos for you.
No, it wasn't that one. No. I did. It was a thank you song.
I believe it was a Joe Walsh classic, perhaps.
What's that?
I like big tits. They're where it's at. Tits. No.
It was a little more.
I like tits for breakfast or a noontime snack. I like tits for lunch, a big tit attack. I like big tits. You ever heard that song?
No, I don't think my son's ever heard it.
Oh, well, well, it's a great song, Miles Jr. You should look it up. Joe Walsh.
You're funny.
It's a Joe Walsh song. It's really good. I can't remember the album, but you'll enjoy it, honestly.
We don't get that type of song here. We got to listen to all the trash they make nowadays.
Oh, that's too bad. This is like from the 80s, so.
Yeah, then we don't get to hear it.
Sorry, guys. Well, yeah. Congratulations, Miles. I'm glad you're a hit. I know you'll be starring in another podcast soon as Byron or Smidge gets off their asses and does it. But
yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So you're branching out. You're everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you do have a podcast called Talking Out My Ass, and you haven't really done an episode yet, but.
Yeah.
You know, it's there for you if you want to do it, so.
Yeah, well, I thought about doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like the way it was going.
Oh, okay. Well, I will listen to the show. I'm sorry I'm behind. I got behind. When I went on vacation a couple weeks ago, I haven't caught up yet, so. I'm working on it, though, you know.
Your life is vacation.
That's right, yeah. No, welcome to the jungle. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I think you and Jeff Ray should do a show together.
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
You could call it It's a Shame.
It's going to be one of those crappy spinoffs.
It's a shame about Jeffrey. So. All right, well, I got a story for you if you're ready to move on. Unless you want to revel in your glory some more, I'll let you keep going.
Well, I'd love to hear your fascinating story.
I can already tell that this is not going to go over well, so. I will put it out there anyway. All right, so, you know, I like the gadgets, you know. I like gadgets, electronics, you know. What? Yeah. What the heck's going on there?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Not old Xboxes, but I like other gadgets. So we have a plethora of remotes. So, you know, I got the TV, right?
Right.
I got the cable.
Right.
I got the TiVo.
Right.
I got the DVD player.
Yep.
And I got a Roku box. And I got an Apple TV, right?
Yeah.
So all these have remotes.
Yeah.
And people other than myself in the household here have a problem with putting the remotes back in the single place that I like to keep all the remotes, as you know. I can be a bit of a control freak, you know.
Where is the understatement of the year? Going to Bob Lament.
So the TiVo remote, or not the TiVo, the Roku remote got lost. Yeah. And I mean, it's been lost for a couple weeks. And so my wife the other night, she's like, let's watch a movie on the Roku. And I said, well, the kids lost the remote.
Yeah.
Now, being a gadget person, I actually have two Roku boxes. So I have another one in another room, and I went and got that remote so we could actually watch a show. So we're
so tired what? Now.
What's that?
I'm so tired, man.
If he wants to watch Avatar on two TVs.
That's right. If I want to watch Avatar, I will watch the Navi, you know, get it on in two places. So.
Whoa.
We were watching Jaws, right?
Oh, farewell and adieu, you fair Spanish maidens.
Now, as I digress to Jaws, Jaws is one of the best movies ever made, I think.
It is a great movie.
And as I was watching it, I was commenting to my wife, I'm like, you know why it's one of the best movies? Because it has real people in it. All those people are so ugly in Jaws. They're on the beach and stuff. They got like these old people. And
yeah.
I mean, it's real. It's like, you know, you can see your aunts and your uncles and your grandparents in those people, you know, and the guys all getting on the boat to go get the shark, you know.
Even Helen Brody.
There you go. Even Ellen Brody, yes, is ugly.
Come on, I mean, just say, come on.
She was the Sarah Jessica Parker of her time, that's for certain.
They could have had, like, Faye Dunaway or something. I mean,
no, they had that horse face hag, yeah. So, anyhow, you know, as we watch these things, in the world today, no one can watch a movie without having to pause it if you can pause it, so... My wife's like, you know, I got to go to the bathroom or something. So I pause the movie. And then she goes and she sits back down on the couch and it switches off the movie onto Pandora. Right? And I'm like, what's going on, right? Roku's on the fritz.
What is Pandora?
Pandora is a music service that you can listen to music.
Oh, we're not techie.
Internet music service. And so we start. I go back to the menus. I get back. I start watching the movie again. Of course, there's another pause for something, you know.
Yeah.
And then she sits back down, and it changes over to Pandora again. And I'm like, that remote is somewhere in this couch. So everything has to stop.
Your butt cheeks is the remote.
That's right. You're pushing the Pandora button on the Roku with your ass.
So, you know, smuggle this remote out of Vietnam.
So I'm like, I get totally obsessed with this Roku remote. And so I'm like, all right, get up, sit down. Trying to figure out where the stupid remote is.
Bend over.
It's so insane. We're pulling couch cushions off, like putting the hands down in the couch. And we can't find it. I'm like, all right, damn it. You know, it's got to be around here. It's not underneath or put, like, I got like this curtain rod. I'm just raking it under the couch trying to get everything out from under there, you know. Cannot find this remote.
You're like Vader searching for the Death Star. That's plan. Right. You got to be in here somewhere. That's
right. I probably sounded like Vader at that point. So, you know, and I'm like, okay, we'll watch the movie again. Watch the movie. Of course, have to pause. She gets up. She says, again, it changes over to Pandora. I'm like, where in the hell is this remote? It's driving me crazy.
To your cheeks.
So I said, I got to find this thing. So I'm thinking about it. I'm like staring, you know what I mean? We're pausing everything. Everything's quiet. And I'm staring at the couch thinking, if I was a remote and I was going to be changing the channel, where would I be, you know? And I figured it out. We have this sectional couch, you know?
Yeah.
And it was not actually underneath her. It was in between two sections. And so when she would move around, it would compress the two sections.
Yeah.
And it would push the button on the remote.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. That thing drove me insane.
The remote in the crack.
That's right. The remote in the crack. Because it's an infrared, so it's got to be pointing at the TV somewhere. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I found it, but then we didn't even get to watch the rest of the movie at that point. So.
So stupid. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know if they caught him or not. They had two barrels in him. Two barrels, Chief.
Way or what?
Two barrels, Chief. He can't stay down with two barrels.
Mr. Hooper.
That's right. Hooper drives the boat, Chief.
Yeah. Oh, fine, yeah, Mr.
That's another. That's another aspect of that. That's another aspect of that movie is so true, is Quint. I mean... I grew up knowing guys like that. I don't know if you did. I mean, I knew these old guys like that, like no shit kind of guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they just tell everybody how it is, and if you didn't like it, well, you know, screw you.
Yeah.
I worked for a few of them, so. When I was young lad.
Let me see your hands.
That's right.
You got pretty hands.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I got free hands.
Too soon. Wow.
Sorry, Jeff. You're listening to
me. He doesn't listen. Okay. He can't afford it.
You're terrible. So anyway, we found the remote and all was well. But I was so pissed, though. It's like it'd been down there for like a month. So
it's been in the crack for a month.
Yes.
It's like, I can find that remote for you.
That's right.
I'll bring you back the power button, the channel switcher, the whole darn thing.
Batteries. Yeah, so, yeah, it's just one of those freaky, it's like, it was maddening, you know what I mean?
Every time she'd fill her butt, something magical would happen.
There you go. So what's going on with you guys there?
Gosh, I don't...
Where to begin?
Well, now, did you meet with my friend, the author?
Oh, yeah, okay. I could talk about that. Yeah. Okay. I met with your friend, the author. Here, there you go.
The Mississippi River guy?
You have a friend that's writing a book?
He's written several. Actually, he's working on a new one. Yep.
And I met with them, and we talked about you a little bit.
I heard you took him to your favorite restaurant.
I did, yeah.
Did you pay or did he pay? Did you get a free meal out of this?
Yeah, I had give me an entree and.
The new McDonald's was so expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally had dessert. Yeah, everything. Yeah.
I'll take two cookies. No, three cookies.
He's rich. I was like, man, load it up, man. Load it up.
Well, I don't know if he's rich, but
he's rich.
He's writing a book. I know that.
It's not mad, but I know he's rich.
So how'd it go?
It went pretty well. Yeah, it went pretty well.
Oh, nothing funny happened? I figured something funny would happen.
Talked about the history of the show pretty much, and
oh really, did he actually ask you about that?
Yeah, it was about 80% of the conversation. Yeah, it was the show. Yeah,
really? That's weird.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to talk to you about places in Iowa.
Well, I mean, it's Iowa. I mean, how many places
in Iowa? There's a corn stack there, a hill there.
Well, you could have talked about that blood dirt, that you found.
Here's the here's the Petticoat Junction over here.
And here's the birthplace of Captain Kirk.
Yeah. There's the come and go. Got the come and go.
Yeah, I don't know. He was going to go to the county fair or something. I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay.
County or state fair?
County.
I think he goes to the county fair. State fairs are too much. He likes to go to the off the. Did you go to the Snake Road or whatever it was?
No, we just hung out, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's a cool guy, huh?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I showed up. He's wearing like some Frank Sinatra hat or something. It was really
weird. Yeah, that's his hat. That's his hat, yeah.
In the movie, let me play. Yeah.
Miles, I'm going to make you a star. Cool.
I know Bob Lamont has mental illness, but I want you to tell me. He was like before he became mentally ill.
Yeah, exactly.
It was kind of like Apocalypse Now when they're talking about Colonel Kurtz,
Yeah.
It was like that.
Sends an errand boy. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, that worked out well then.
Yeah, we met. We talked about his book a little bit. He's changing it up for something. I don't know.
What's that?
It was going to be like a travel book, and then it's a restaurant book, and now it's a children's book, and I don't know.
I gave him an idea. Now, let me tell you this idea. Maybe I've told you already, because I have lunch with him every once in a while, and whenever he's in town, and I told him he needs to make a book called Strip Clubs of the Mississippi.
Okay.
I thought you would like that book. That sounds like your kind of book.
I don't think so.
All right. Really? Did you just say really, Junior?
I did.
Yeah, I think he's lying at this point. Something's going on. Is there like a crucifix in the room or something?
And I'm like, really?
Yeah, I think that's probably right up your alley there, Miles. I said that book would sell. You know what I mean? Pocket Guide.
You actually idea.
What?
Did you pitch this idea to him?
Oh, yeah, I did. I totally did, yeah.
And what did he say?
He's like, eh. He didn't want to do it, but.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a good idea, though.
Real writer, unlike you.
Okay? Well, yes, he is actually a real writer. That's true. And he's actually a photographer as well. Did he take your picture?
No.
Oh, okay. He has a nice camera, I'll tell you that.
Would not allow pictures. I said no pictures.
No pictures.
No tape recording, no writing notes, no pictures.
It's okay to tape record as long as one person knows they're doing it.
Yeah, jacuzzi? Oh, yeah, jacuzzi's fine. Yeah.
Shut up. Or Q for MJ.
Yeah. So, all right, well, that went well.
Yeah, it was, you know, yeah, it's good. No, yeah, it was a nice guy. Yeah, he bought, I just had a drink. That's all. I'm just having a drink.
He's did you guys talk about football? Because he's a big football guy, so.
What do you mean, football guy?
Oh, he loves football.
He didn't say that.
I'm pretty sure.
He didn't say nothing about football.
Really? I thought, I figured you guys would talk about football because he's a big sports guy.
No, I wear my Bears hat and everything. No, there was like no mention of it.
What team?
Well, he's a Packer. He's probably a Packer guy, just so to say.
Yeah, I talked to Bears fans about
because he's originally from up that way, so.
Yeah.
I'm officially scared when I go to Illinois to see my relatives. I gotta like keep camouflaged. I gotta wear the neutral shirts.
So you gotta take off your cheese head and cheese tie and your cheese socks.
Science museum, and I got so much crap for that.
Yeah.
I know you're the Packer fan, right, Junior?
What?
You're the Packer fan, right, Junior?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
I'm gonna get angry comments.
No, it'll be all right. Don't worry.
Our listeners don't believe in sports. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You put up the Packer symbol for your Facebook page, and then you had like one person say, you know.
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, it's yeah.
So what else is going on up there?
What else here? Did I?
Oh, I thought you were going to start another story, and I got you over on to talking about Dino.
Man, I don't know. I really don't want to talk about this one thing because it was too.
TMI or
yeah, it was a TMI thing. Yeah,
we're not going to talk about that one.
Oh, is it about your?
It was about the lady telling about her daughter getting her menses.
Oh, I thought it was about the big snip.
What?
You're going to go through with the big snip.
We're not Jewish. Take it easy.
No. He's going to, you know, get the old snip there, right, Miles?
Oh, no.
No? I heard you were. I heard you were moving forward on that.
Why would I get that?
Well, I don't know, because you're being pressured.
If I get that.
What?
Oh, nothing.
He knows I'll hunt him down.
I thought you were going to, you know. So somebody got their menses, huh? That's interesting.
It's not in the Bible, so I won't do it.
It's not in the Bible. There's a whole lot of things that aren't in the Bible that you do, so. You need to get off that section about Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what I mean? I thought you were gonna come up with a story. I thought you had a whole nother day here, and so.
I said last night on Facebook I had no story, and you thought I was joking.
I didn't think you were joking. I knew you didn't have a story.
I'm asking strangers for help. For God's sakes, man.
Can you tell me it'd be like Kramer selling the stories to Jay Peterman? And those were the very same pants I was returning. That's what you... I'll buy a story. I'll buy you a drink for a story.
No.
So where were you? I saw a recent picture of T2 Pinball. Where were you at for that one?
We went to the mall. I'm playing some T2 Pinball. Yeah.
Oh, I love really T2 Pinball. Yeah. Now, do you remember back in college when we played that baseball pinball game? Remember that?
Yeah.
We got all those baseball cards.
I still have those.
Do you really? That's hilarious.
Yeah, I like to get my money back, all the money I wasted on that.
Oh, man. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of baseball cards. I think I gave you all the ones I got.
Yeah, you did.
There's some Nolan Ryan ones in there or something.
Yeah, I'm going to sell that one, yeah.
You can just give those to Manny. That's his guy.
What, Nolan Ryan?
Yeah, isn't he? He's an Oriole, right? Manny's an Oriole guy.
Yeah, that guy was an Oriole, was he?
Oh, I thought he was.
You sure?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about sports.
I don't think Nolan... No, I think he was like with the Rangers and...
Oh, he's the Rangers? Oh, okay.
Nolan Ryan was an Oriole? I don't think so.
Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, but yeah, I played some T2, you know. I mean, that movie came out like 20 years ago or something.
Yeah, can you believe it? Dun, 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 dun.
I'm still playing a damn pinball machine from 20 years ago.
That's good, though. I mean, you can't hardly find a pinball machine around anymore, so.
Deep, you know, all these refurbished games, basically.
Yeah.
Do they not make, like, new machines anymore, or what?
They don't hardly make any new pinball machines, no. There's only one maker of pinball machines, and it's Chicago. They don't make very many.
But games, like, in general, though.
I don't think they do.
No, they don't.
These stations taking over.
Yeah.
They, you know what? I was at the arcade the other night, and I played Fruit Ninja at the arcade. You know Fruit Ninja?
Fruit Ninja.
A vegan game production.
No, it's on the iPad and the iPhone. It's a game where you slice fruit by the touchscreen. You don't know this? You don't know this one?
Fruit.
No? Okay. Well, it's pretty cool because it's like a big 32 or bigger screen that's a touchscreen, and you slice the fruit. You're the fruit ninja.
Yeah,
that was a new game. That's brand new there.
Fruit Ninja. I've never played Fruit Ninja before.
Yeah, Fruit Ninja. Yeah, it's fun.
I've never heard of that.
Oh yeah. Christ! Yeah, you are living 20 years ago.
You know, zombies, aliens, mutants. You know, they have fruit.
Fruit Ninja.
Well, you might be able to play Aliens or Plants vs. Zombies. That's another one. But I don't know if they make a big version of that or not. So
weird, because like almost all the guy teachers at my school love that game for some reason.
Plants vs. Zombies?
You kids play, you know, Plants vs. Zombies, and like, what's that?
It's on the iPod and the iPad and all that stuff. Android devices. You have to have, you know, if your father would break down and buy a Kindle Fire or something... You know, for $200, you would know what all these things were. You know what I mean?
Down, go ahead and give it to them. Break down.
Now they have the Nexus 7. It's another same price, $200. You can get that. It's Android. You get all those games. You know.
We don't use that fancy technology around.
Yeah,
here.
I know. It's kids. I got an old Xbox that makes a hell of a lot of noise at a garage sale, but here you go anyway.
It's only got
one controller.
Oh man, that's cool.
I'm sorry. Hey. I apologize. Here's my old Sega CD from back in the day.
Nice.
You can play Toy Story on it.
Yeah.
I love playing Toy Story.
That was a great game.
It was.
You'd ride around in the RC car and stuff. And
yeah, I remember we both had that one a long time ago.
That was nice. That was very nice.
I probably still have it in the garage somewhere.
We had a good Aliens game, man.
I never got to play that.
Yeah.
I don't know where the game is. It's gone, man.
It probably got thrown away.
Probably.
Yeah, the missus had a cleaning fit and threw it away, probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's what happens to my stuff all the time.
And your remote.
And the remote, yep. Yeah. The remote gets shoved down a crack, and we don't see it for 4 months.
I've hidden the remote somewhere, Bob, and you're going to find it.
Oh, my goodness. No. Wait till I tell her about you and your rudeness here.
Find this remote.
That's hidden the remote somewhere, chick.
Darling.
Darling, yes.
Did you find Klaus's head next to the remote?
What? Klaus more the Migs, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Projection, yeah. Projection.
Stop screaming when you found the remote, darling.
Oh, my goodness. Well, is there anything else you want to add there, Miles?
No.
Junior, anything you want to add there?
No, I'm good.
All good here. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing there?